News Talk 790 KFYO, front side of the weekend, Collins and Mack, welcome to it. Hey, you know, we had Glenn Robertson on the line, but yours truly just hung up on him, so he'll be calling back momentarily, and
we hope
he will expect an apology.
Yeah.
I am so sure.
Glenn, don't take it personally. He does that to everyone.
Well, yeah, the first time that we talked to Randy Neugebauer, I hung up on him, and then Laura changed his job description.
Yeah, I called him Senator.
Yeah, Senator Neugebauer.
Yeah, because I'd just been reading about something Senate-related.
You know, ladies and gents, that's Laura Mack the Politico.
Hadn't had enough coffee that morning.
Yeah, okay, here he is. Hey, man, how does it feel to be on the bottom of my shoe this morning?
I'm not assuming you're talking to me.
Well, you know, you got stepped on.
Well, that's
now,
all right.
Now, for me, it's a nice change because usually I'm stepping in it, not on it.
Well, yes, sir. And, you know, if you're going to step on somebody, who better than the mayor?
Hey, well, you know, the whole thing is, you know, you're a good guy, and you ain't as scared to take care of that and take the bullet sometimes. So, hey, man, you know, you're catching a lot of heat, a lot of yak, and a lot of fire about different things. There are so many issues that are looming around City Hall. It's just crazy. Now, where are we at? Let's go back to the LP&L thing, and let's just be the dust has settled a little bit. Now, people were upset because of their bill and the rate increase, which really, they say it's a rate increase. Realistically, it's a fuel charge increase. It's just passed along to the consumer. And a lot of people think that all the billing stuff and the high bill, it's not even really hit yet, has it?
Well, you know, it has. June is going to be should be the worst month they get, June and July. Typically, with the way rates work in August, you start, even though you still have a lot of consumption in August, you're going to see a decrease. But, you know, the majority of this increase was fuel recapture. It concerns me that we picked the month of June to hit them with a rate increase and for the first time in history to do a complete recapture.
Right. Now, as I understand it, the utility board for LP&L has come up with a plan or a strategy to allow people to amortize their payments on these bills?
My understanding is that what they voted on was simply the underbilling that occurred on about 44,000 meters in May, is that they're going to give those people the option of paying that out starting October 1 over a six-month period.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it still true that the underbill still hasn't been placed on the bill yet? In other words, are those on the bills people are getting now or on the July cycle?
No, they are not. And as a matter of fact, I think there's probably a lot of citizens out there right now that were underbilled and are not even aware that they were underbilled. And they will be hit with another bill in the future to make up for that underbilling, according to the EUB.
Now, I will tell you this. This morning I made a stop at Easy Mart. They're at about 73rd Street, Quaker Avenue. And,
right.
I mean, the bread guy there and the two clerks that were there stocking the shelves, they know that we do the show, and they listen to the show. And they're like, what's going on with that? I mean, I thought I was going to be attacked, man.
People are upset. They're angry. They're hurt. They are very mad about their utility bills right now.
You know, right. But there's so much misunderstanding about this. They're saying, well, yeah, my rate, they raised the rates. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is fuel charge. And I'm like, the rates are going to be raised, but this is just number one of four increases over the next 4 years. And I'm like, you know, you're upset now. Wow, really?
You know, there's a lot of bad information out there. There's some misinformation being put out from LP&L, in my opinion. We have a difference of opinion on some of the information they're putting out. You know, the fact is we raised their rate and collected the 100% of the fuel cost in the absolutely worst possible months we could have done it. This should have been postponed till October, but it wasn't. So as a result, you know, I have called a special meeting for next Tuesday for the council to see if this council is willing to do something about this.
Yeah, and I feel sorry for Laura Mack because, you know, if you're late on your bill, you don't pay it, you get a phone call from Laura Mack. This is a courtesy call from Lubbock Power and Light. She's getting all kinds of filthy. Guys, if you're going to send her an email, and ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to send her emails, you know, keep it clean.
Let me just explain. Okay,
keep it clean.
I'm not an employee of LPNL. I do.
Well, some voice, of these emails, people think you are.
I am a professional voice talent on the side, apart from being on the radio, and that's just one of the things I do is voicemail systems. And LPNL was kind enough to hire me to do that.
So anyway, there's the real information.
It's through an agency. Actually.
Yeah. So anyway, I know that you've been getting thousands of emails in the week previous and things like that. Has this stuff settled down yet?
No. I'm still getting emails and calls daily. People are still upset. Mm-hmm. People are still getting their bills. Understand that there's 22 billing cycles at LPNL per month. So, you know, there's still people opening their bills as we speak, and as they do, they're continuing to get angrier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there any accountability or any definite accountability or finger pointing? This is the culprit over there because they blame that on a computer glitch. But computers generally do what the operators tell them to. So is this somebody billing supervisor not paying attention or what?
Well, they got to understand the computer glitch had absolutely zero to do with the amount of their bills in June. The computer glitch just caused an underbilling in May. The high bills have nothing to do with the computer glitch. They have to do with the rate increase and the 100% recapture of fuel cost.
Wow. Yeah, I know that it's very difficult because a lot of people voice, and I know with some of the discourse that you hear at the meeting, some of the meetings that you guys have held and where you have citizen input, a lot of the citizens are upset, and they're clearly upset, but by the same token, they're upset about really the wrong thing. It's not really the root of the problem.
Well, it's not. And I think a lot of that is because I just don't know that LPNL has done a good job of communicating that with not only the public, but with the council. I think there's an absolute complete communications breakdown right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mayor, thanks for joining us this morning. Of course, we've got council meeting on August 8th, and we'll be talking to you again on August 9th, if not before.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.